we had the press conference because as Northern Manitoba's representation in the legislature, we had to speak on behalf of our constituents because we have been left out and pretty much forgotten by this government throughout the pandemic. There's even a more vital call that we need investments in our healthcare system. This pandemic has truly magnified those needs even more so. We need more contact tracers, more nurses and doctors. And just as they did in the South, they were unprepared for the second wave of the virus in northern Manitoba. And those were some of the issues that were brought up at the conference.
How do you think they could have better prepared for the second wave of the virus?
We called for the province to work with local leadership to design a vaccine strategy that makes sense for our individual communities. We have asked for more mobile pop-up sites so that we can bring the vaccines to people and not people to the vaccines. So I'm aware there's going to be a pop-up site here in the fall in Flin Flon. There needs to be consulting with our local leaders. Right now, we're, you know, they're using a one-size-fits-all approach to public health orders throughout the province and also with the vaccine distribution. The plan is failing is because it hasn't been informed by the expert knowledge of our local leaders. The province should talk to our community leaders, especially through a second wave such as this. We need more support for local businesses who have been struggling and a better recognition of how much our isolated communities rely on local businesses for essential goods. And we also talked about education. Northern students are at a significant disadvantage in remote learning.
I know that Herb Jakes had said something about the possibility that case counts in our region may not be accurate. Do you know anything about that?
Well, first of all, you know, Herb Jake is right. You know, it's critical that Manitobans know that they can rely, that we need to rely on information public health releases. So that way we can assess the level of risk and make smart decisions on behalf of our health. That's why I've been talking to health officials and provincial experts to address the discrepancies in our case count. We need more contact tracers in our region. Nurses and frontline healthcare workers are scrambling to test, treat, and report cases across the northern region. And with my talking to health officials and what the public health officials had informed me, that there's three different groups of public health officials, that professionals, I should say, that are inputting this data, the active cases. So you'll have fully trained public health nurses, and you have somewhat trained nurses from nursing stations and from the First Nations contact tracing. So you have these three groups inputting this data. Some have easier access and some don't. So, and at the same time, there's need to be inputting of data for the recovered cases. Same situation. You have these three different groups of health professionals inputting at different times. And therefore, if recovered cases are not inputted, the active cases are going to remain the same. And public health officials have been reaching out to Dr. Rusin to have this system to be reexamined, to have the data to be updated at a much more quicker and more efficient manner. So that way, us people don't have these high cases forecasted to us when really we are doing a good job in bringing those numbers down.
How do you feel now that restrictions on non-essential items have been lifted in much of northern Manitoba?
Oh, I was extremely happy. I was happy to see that news for our region. I'm happy to see case counts in our region are starting to drop as well. We have come a long way. We have a long way to go, but this improvement is thanks to the sacrifices of us northerners, including our small business owners. Our communities rely on these businesses, and the loosening of restrictions will ease the burden on those who have had to close, but there is still a need for support. Like so far, the province's financial aid programs have been a disappointment. Grants are too small to make a difference, and the application processes are overly complicated. So with that, we're calling on the government, we're calling on government support that will ensure these businesses and the people they employ will be able to reopen fully once it is safe to do so.
Do you have any other plans going forward?
This report that I'm working on is vital information that has been missing in regards to addressing our folks in our homeless community. The vital information that was missing was their voices. And this is one of the reasons why I like being in this position, is to be an advocate, to provide a voice. So I'm interviewing our people to truly show that to our community, our folks, especially the ones who are trying to help, their real stories behind their struggle. You know, nobody is born and chooses this way of life. You know, so I think it's very important that our community hears our people's stories. And I think that will help ease, you know, what should be out there, which is more compassion. And also, too, I'm looking forward to working with people in our community who are there with resources and who want to know how to help. So I'm there to provide the voices for our homeless community. And I'm almost completed that. I just recruited a couple more people to add to the narrative of this very important information that should be shared with our community.